You're listening to the David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, November the 20th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We have an amazing video that I'm going to show you, testimony from a man. The circumstances of this, an individual who's now in his 20s, says that at 8 years old, he alleges he was raped by Bill Clinton, trafficked by his uncle to many people, but in one particular instance that he recalls, he talks about the rape on a yacht with satanic ceremonies involved in that as well. Now, in this video that we're going to play for you, the man's identity is blurred out. The reporter who reported this for True Pundit is anonymous, and this source is anonymous. Nevertheless, back in July of 2018, a named reporter with this individual tried to get the Justice Department to take a look at this, providing them details and testimony. Within 4 weeks, she was dead. So you can understand why in this particular case, this is anonymous. And I mention that because I lead off with the story of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution editor questioning the accuracy of Clint Eastwood's new Richard Jewell movie that is about to come out. Now, the editor of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and they were at the center of this because this occurred, of course, the Atlanta bombing, and so they were right there at the beginning of this. He says this is essential because the underlying theme of the movie is that the FBI and the press are not to be trusted. Yet the way the press is portrayed often differs from reality. Now, Nolte at Breitbart really took him to task on this, pointing out that, in the first place, he hasn't seen the movie. He hasn't seen the movie. The way he puts it is he has a colleague of mine who is not named, who saw a preview, a trailer. You can't make this up. And so in this particular case as well, I've yet to see the movie. A colleague of mine saw a trailer. So based on that, based on a single anonymous source, looking at this as a preview, he says, and the fact that he thinks that this is pointing out that the press, specifically his newspaper, cannot be trusted. As Nolte puts it, this crybaby is crybabying because a movie might not be 100% accurate. Who wants to tell him that we don't expect movies to be accurate, but we do expect newspapers to be accurate? Anyway, how does it feel, pal? How does it feel to live with the knowledge that something inaccurate might be told about you? Because as Nolte points out, the center of this story was, Jewell was singled out by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and in North Carolina, we called it the Atlanta Urinal and Constipation, because it was a bit better description of what they were. I said Jewell was singled out by the Atlanta paper and the left because he was everything they despised. He was white, he was male, he was overweight. He was working class. He was unsophisticated. He was Southern. And so they smeared him for 90 days. And a lot of people, NBC News and others, were sued, paid up. Atlanta Journal-Constitution were the only ones who fought it. They, I forget what the resolution of that was. Maybe you can watch the movie because I certainly intend to. I mean, somebody doing a movie about how the FBI can't be trusted, how the press is lying to you and stereotyping people and destroying people's lives. And of course, then there's the Clint Eastwood factor. Get off my lawn, you so-called journalists. Yeah, I'm definitely going to go see that movie. Yeah, it's always important that we note, and I've said this many times, an anonymous source talking about something and so forth, anonymous reporter. Look, when somebody tries to bring this to light and they die right away, there is a reason for anonymity for some of these sources, just like when you're talking about WikiLeaks. So we're going to play that for you when we come back. Stay with us.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, November the 20th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We had Tucker Carlson do an excellent job and showing the double standards, the hypocrisy, and the weaponization of the justice system. That's what this has become. People can commit the most heinous crimes and do it in full view. It doesn't matter whether it is murder, pedophilia gangs, or if it's violating national security at the highest levels in the greatest quantity that we've ever seen. These people walk free, don't they? As I said before, the only crime in America is to expose the crimes of Democrats, because they cannot commit crimes. And not just Democrats, but the deep state. And so I want to play for you what Tucker Carlson said, just so you know the rules in this country, the rules that this country operates under. Here's Tucker Carlson.
Roger Stone was convicted in federal court last week on 7 felony charges stemming from the since-closed Russia collusion investigation. Stone's main crime was lying to Congress about who he had or had not spoken to about Russia. By the time Stone's trial began in Washington, the larger scandal that ensnared him had long been debunked. Nobody was talking about WikiLeaks anymore. Nobody cared. And yet prosecutors continued zealously as if it were still 2017. For lying about something that is now officially irrelevant, they argue that Roger Stone should spend up to 50 years in prison, effectively the rest of his natural life. Now, at the very moment prosecutors were making that case that Stone's misstatements ought to be a death penalty offense, Congressman Adam Schiff was busy lying to the rest of us about new things, some of which actually mattered. Schiff didn't seem worried about his lying. He knew he would never be prosecuted for it. In Washington, dishonesty is strictly a one-way offense. Yet despite the obvious irony of all of this, Roger Stone was convicted anyway. An official Washington cheered. Rot in hell, they screamed on Twitter, oblivious to karma, which, by the way, is real. What's interesting about the response to Stone's case, both from federal prosecutors and from the conventional opinion makers on television, is how much harsher and more outraged it was than anything that greeted convicted child molester Jeffrey Epstein. Do you think George Stephanopoulos would even consider having dinner at Roger Stone's house? Well, of course not. That would be immoral. FBI officials apparently agree with that. You'll remember what happened when Roger Stone was arrested earlier this year. Dozens of federal agents with automatic weapons, armored vehicles, and a helicopter descended on his home in a middle-class part of Fort Lauderdale and rousted the 66-year-old and his wife from bed at rifle point. And just to make sure the event inflicted maximum humiliation, the feds tipped off CNN, which was there to capture the whole thing live, which they did. That's how our government treated a man facing perjury charges. Now, Jeffrey Epstein, by contrast, was accused of molesting at least 34 separate underage girls. How was he arrested? Actually, that's a trick question. He wasn't arrested. According to the New York Times account, prosecutors called Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer and politely asked him to turn himself in, which Epstein politely did. Nobody tipped off CNN. In fact, just the opposite happened. Authorities tried to keep the whole thing secret in order to preserve Jeffrey Epstein's dignity. Prosecutor wrote to Epstein's attorney, Jay Lefkowitz, assuring him that in order to, quote, avoid the press, she could, quote, file the charge in district court in Miami, which will hopefully cut the press coverage significantly, end quote. Now, that's pretty thoughtful treatment for a child molester. Ultimately, Epstein got a plea deal in which all federal charges against him were dropped, all of them. The arrangement was kept secret from Epstein's victims so they wouldn't be able to complain about it or contest that agreement in court. Epstein received just 18 months. But instead of being sent to state prison like most sex offenders in Florida, he served his term in a private wing of the Palm Beach County Stockade. That was a massive improvement over ordinary lockup. But even that wasn't lenient enough for Jeffrey Epstein. After just 3.5 months in custody, Epstein was freed on work release. That means he was able to leave the grounds for 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. Now, sex offenders are not by rule allowed to get work release. They're ineligible for it. But authorities gave it to Epstein anyway. Apparently, they liked him. The authorities don't like Roger Stone. He did something worse than molesting children. He mocked the people in charge and then helped get Donald Trump elected president. For that, Roger Stone is likely to die in prison. Just so you know the rules in this country.
Just so you know the rules in this country. Absolutely amazing. And every word of that, absolutely true. You know, you've got these people who defended Epstein, Dershowitz and Ken Starr. Commentators now on Fox News. Makes me want to throw up when I see either one of them, knowing that they helped Epstein get away with this, knowing that Ken Starr helped Bill Clinton to get away with his sex crimes as well. I mean, what do these guys have? Do they walk in with some kind of a Jedi mind trick? These are not the criminals you're looking for, right? No. No, they've got power on their side. They've got a different kind of power. A different kind of force, don't they? And we just had on Monday another lawsuit filed in regards to Clinton. This is a woman who claimed in a lawsuit filed Monday that Jeffrey Epstein raped her when she was just 15. And she said that she took ex-U.S. President Bill Clinton's seat on Epstein's private jet. She eventually found herself on board the Lolita Express after Epstein began grooming her when she was in New York for a school trip. When I chose the seat on the jet, Jeffrey told me that this is where his good friend Bill Clinton always chose to sit, said Jane Doe, then 15, now 31 years old. And of course, back in August, media outlets reported a surprise discovery of a provocative painting depicting U.S. President Bill Clinton in women's garments in Epstein's house. Remember that? Bill Clinton wearing Monica Lewinsky's blue dress and seated in a chair in the Oval Office in red high heels, wearing Monica Lewinsky's dress and pointing at the viewer. Fox News talked to the artist who painted it. She said that she had heard that the New York Academy of Art had sold the piece to an anonymous buyer. There's so many anonymous things going around, isn't there? Anonymous buyer is part of a fundraiser. She was greatly surprised to know that it was Epstein. That it was in his compound. Clinton repeatedly visited as Epstein at least 27 flights on the flight logs, according to Fox News. And Clinton's spokesman, however, staunchly denied the former president was aware of Epstein's criminal activities involving children. But just so you know, not only what the rules are, I mean, you heard Tucker Carlson, the very fact that CNN, a big part of this, right? Think about this. CNN and the FBI working together to do to Roger Stone what they did to Richard Jewell 23 years ago. That's what Clint Eastwood's going to do the picture about. And he said, not only did they not tell the press with Jeffrey Epstein, they gave him a call and said, no, we'd like for you to quietly come down. And by the way, let's move this to a different jurisdiction. Maybe the press won't notice that. Think about what they did at Waco. Called it Showtime. That was the key word, Showtime. They had all the press there. And they go in with Showtime. Eventually murdered all those children and people around them. This is our government. This is our FBI. The FBI that at the same time was framing Richard Jewell. And the fact that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution editor, the current editor, I would say that maybe they look even worse now after this editor. Before ever seeing the movie, he has an anonymous colleague who watched a trailer preview of the movie that's coming out and said, well, based on that, I have some concerns about this. I think it's going to undermine the trust of the people and the press, specifically his newspaper, and the FBI. Do you think? All right, when we come back, I didn't have time for it this segment, but we're going to play as soon as we come back. That FBI interview that has finally surfaced after about a year and a half, that FBI interview of a victim who alleges that Bill Clinton raped him at the age of 8 as part of a satanic ritual. And the named reporter who went to the Justice Department wound up dead in 4 weeks after that.
Major report out of major university. Researchers working on food-based treatment to slow aging, Science Daily. Probiotics in the gut of a particular type cause your entire body to be healthier and make you live longer and make you not get intestinal cancer. We have the very best formula, literally, with what they even mention in the studies. And it explains that the hormone called FGF21 pro-longevity heals the entire body and actually reverses aging, but is only made in the lower intestine. Oh, and what does it say? It's fiber from a spectrum of certain types of berries that grows this. And yes, this is a plug. Gut Fusion. And what do we have in this? High auric berry blend, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, cranberry, escoblio, grape, and pomegranate. It's the pulp from them that then grows this. Gut Fusion for children, for young people, for old people, for everybody. This is fiber and glutamine. You're not going to find a better formula. Gut Fusion. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times, I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So Take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
And of course, if you are the Clintons or the powerful people who run this government, you don't have to run anywhere. You don't even have to hide. You can do these crimes, you can commit these crimes, and you can do them right out in the open. Nobody is going to lay a hand on you. I played that clip, great clip from Tucker Carlson contrasting the treatment of Roger Stone versus the treatment of Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, they let Epstein go. Gave him 18 months, let him, you know, gave him a vacation. He can go out. He just slept there overnight. He was able to quote unquote work as if Jeffrey Epstein ever worked in his life. But he was able to get outside, do whatever it is that Jeffrey Epstein was doing at the time. And, you know, just kind of on super secret probation. Let's not tell anybody about this. Let's not really pay any attention to that. But Roger Stone, as he points out, he does something much worse than a pedophile sex trafficking situation. Like we had yesterday, the Royal Apologist. Is that an official title? Could be. The Royal Apologist General, who comes on with Piers Morgan and says, of course, Piers Morgan, to his credit, took her on. But she tries to pass off the idea that, hey, you know, she was, you know, it wasn't pedophilia. And, you know, it's just, kind of tacitly admitting, well, not kind of, but tacitly admitting, yeah, okay, he did have sex with this girl who was accusing him, when she was a girl. And, she was being sex trafficked. She was being prostituted. She was being enslaved. But the Royal Apologist doesn't have a problem with that. She wasn't, you know, she was 14. No problem. Piers Morgan says, are you kidding me? A 14-year-old girl? That is pedophilia. It's not just statutory rape. It is pedophilia. So, anyway, that's where we are with these people. So, Roger, you get 50 years in prison. Don't tell yourself that couldn't happen. The only reason that they wouldn't do that is because they would want to pull this back. Look, Roger is, what, I think, 67? They could still give him life in prison and give him far fewer years, and they could say, well, it's not an excessive punishment. Because if everybody sees how egregious the punishment is, it would be easier for President Trump to do the right thing instead of trying to preserve his ass, which I think he's going to do. We'll have to see. But President Trump, you need to step up to this. Instead of letting people throw your supporters under the bus continually. It's absolutely disgusting. It could have been shut down before the conviction. As I had Robert Barnes on, he said, yeah, you don't have to wait for that. You can stop that before the conviction. As a matter of fact, one of Jeffrey Epstein's lawyers, Alan Dershowitz, is calling for the president to do just that. As there are some charges that are kicking around about Benjamin Netanyahu. Well, you know, don't even come after that. Don't even come after that. So we take a look at what is happening as Tucker Carlson said, just so you know what the rules are in this country. But let's take a look at who the rulers are, what kind of rulers we have here. As I said, I'm going to get to this clip here. This is actually a 30-minute clip, so we're only going to play a little bit of this for you. And it is some pretty rough stuff. So a graphic warning about this. A little bit of background on this report. And, of course, you can find the full 30 minutes at InfoWars.com. The title is Report FBI Interviews Victim Alleging Bill Clinton Raped Him at the Age of 8 in a Satanic Ritual. Now, as I was saying, you look at this. This is coming from True Pundit. And, of course, it's an anonymous author who goes by the pseudonym Thomas Paine. The person who is making the accusations' face is blurred out. to protect him as well. So you look at this and say, well, here's some anonymous accusations from, an anonymous writer. So let's just, does that pass the sniff test? Well, I think it does in this particular case. And let me tell you why. Because originally, as I point out, I originally interviewed the victim with journalist Jen Moore, who provided the details against Bill Clinton and other elite politicians, not just Bill Clinton, other elite politicians, to child trafficking specialists within DHS Department of Homeland Security and to the FBI in July of 2018. 4 weeks later, Jen Moore, after she contacted the feds, she was found dead in her Washington, D.C. hotel room after allegedly suffering a seizure. A seizure. I wonder who seized her. Moore and the traumatized victim wanted to contact Homeland Security and the FBI first to see if they would open a criminal case against Clinton prior to going public with the claims. Now, so this guy who, the anonymous author for True Pundit, who has now released this video, so that's July, we're talking about 16 months ago, I guess. Now this is finally being released. They were very scared. Everybody, including, we have a GOP senator, yesterday, Senator Kennedy, saying, nobody believes that Epstein killed himself. And the people here don't believe that Jen Moore died of natural causes. And so they were afraid to do anything about this. Now, to their credit, they have released this to try to force the feds to do the right thing. So I want to play for you a little bit of this, and just keep that in mind, what the background of this is and why we are going with an anonymous whistleblower and an anonymous reporter, because when you talk about these crimes that are conducted by the people who rule us, right? Tucker Carlson said, just so you know what the rules are. Well, let's talk about the people who rule us. Here's what this anonymous whistleblower had to say.
I was taken up to the top of the boat. I was in a cabin on the outside of the boat being prostituted by my great uncle. And I was led to believe that there were several other young boys in the adjacent rooms that were going to be taken to the top of the boat one at a time, starting with me.
How old are you?
8 years old.
So then at some point, you are sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Well, what happens with that?
Well, there's a whole sequence of events leading up to when I was raped by him.
Okay, so just feel comfortable to just talk. If you want to lead up to it, that's fine.
Well, there is an incredibly violent display going on, and I don't want to talk too much about that right now, but before I was raped by Bill Clinton, my uncle held me up over his head, and his accomplice walked up and slashed across the bottom of my feet with a scimitar and collected the blood in a chalice.
All right, we're going to hold it right there because we've got a hard break that's coming up, and we'll talk about the satanic aspects of this alleged pedophile rape on a yacht by Bill Clinton, the victim now 27 years old. That interview ended with the victim throwing up into a trash can.
There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50-1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalist. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's 4-5 colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
Again, we are playing excerpts from a video, an anonymous victim alleging that Bill Clinton raped him at the age of 8 on a yacht in a satanic ritual. And again, why is this surfacing now? Because this was first brought up in July 2018. A true pundit, and the author there is anonymous, as is this victim. But there was a journalist, Jen Moore, who was with this alleged victim. They took this information to the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI in July of 2018. 4 weeks later, Jen Moore was found dead in her D.C. hotel room, allegedly suffering a seizure. And so at that point, true pundit and the victim just aren't, we're not going to do anything with this. And now they have decided to go public with this. And you can find this full 30-minute video at InfoWars.com. And to give you a little bit of background information before we play the rest of this, where he starts talking about the satanic aspects of this, the ritual aspects of this, he said that he was prostituted by his great-uncle, while on a yacht in New England when he was 8 years old. He's now 27, or maybe 27 at that time, not sure. Claims to have been molested by three separate adult men during that one yacht trip. Having been molested from the age of three on, the victim said he just didn't question where he was and going to unfamiliar places such as the yacht. The victim's great uncle would allegedly take money from men before they entered the room and engaged in sexual activities with the young boy while the uncle stood watch outside the door. When asked about Bill Clinton's involvement, and of course it's not just Bill Clinton, he alleges there were other elite politicians. When asked about Bill Clinton's involvement, he explained that before he was raped by Clinton, there was an incredibly violent display that was going on outside. He said, "I don't want to talk too much about that right now." And so let's pick up with what he says in terms of the alleged ritual aspects that accompanied this rape of him as an eight-year-old boy. Let's pick up on that video.
Before I was raped by Bill Clinton, my uncle held me up over his head and his accomplice walked up and slashed across the bottom of my feet with a scimitar and collected the blood in a chalice dish with us. And he took a sip from it and then walked away through the crowd. After my uncle got bored or whatever, he held me up and tried to get Bill Clinton's attention. Bill Clinton turned around and looked like he gave this look like, "What am I going to do? I have to do it." And when I was finally brought out to the top of the boat, they were all already on the ground being forced to continue having sex in their new state. There are the people, part of the display, the victims. There are four pedestals with women of different stages of sexual development on them, and then the middle pedestal has Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton,
yeah,
sexually assaulted you.
Yeah.
Okay. This is one time on this boat trip?
This is the only time that I saw Bill Clinton.
Okay. And he sodomized you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Absolutely amazing. He said he was also details in this interview, and again, the entire interview is 30 minutes long. Details one incredibly bizarre instance where he was used as a prop in blackmail operations, and the interview ended when the victim became so nauseous that he vomited into a waste basket. Now, again, this is an anonymous source, anonymous victim. But we do have a history of people who have information on the Clintons having things happen to them. Just as Tucker Carlson was saying, just so you know what the rules are in this country, there's one set of rules for people on the left, people in power, people associated with the deep state. If you mock them, if you get President Trump elected, you know, you may go to prison for life, like Roger Stone. If you, on the other hand, have very damaging information that is about to come out, you typically are killed. Epstein, others. And, you know, we have a history of sexual crimes by Bill Clinton that are pretty much open knowledge, right? Juanita Broderick, that was all covered up, swept under the carpet. As a matter of fact, all the people who were coming after Clarence Thomas just a couple of years earlier, Anita Hill, and all the feminist left, they all defended President Trump against people that they smeared as trailer trash. And Ken Starr didn't do anything about it. As a matter of fact, Ken Starr was a defender for Epstein. He defended Epstein against that and got him off, along with Alan Dershowitz. And so, yeah, you know, there's a history of ignoring the sexual crimes of Bill Clinton in this country, and a history of people turning up dead. Or just take a look at Julian Assange. He exposed the military-industrial complex, and they're killing him right now, even though they dropped the crimes in Sweden. You know, Sweden's got other things to look at. They have a complete immigrant invasion going on there. They got people being raped left and right, and they do everything they can to cover up the rapes by migrants, but they manufactured a rape against Julian Assange and left it up for years in order to engineer his arrest, torture, and murder. We had a GOP senator yesterday, John Kennedy, out of Louisiana, had this to say, video clip number 4.
Guys got 4.
Christmas ornaments, drywall, and Jerry Epstein. Name 3 things that don't hang themselves. That's what the American people think. That's what the American people think. And they deserve some answers. And I know that you're not in charge of these investigations.
Yes, sir.
But you talk to the people who are. And I need you to take a very respectful message today. Tell the American people what happened. And don't rush it so that they don't do a thorough investigation. But you and I both know they can make this a top priority and get it done more quickly than they normally would. They need to do that. And I'd like you to deliver that message.
I agree with you, sir, but I have no control. I mean, I can pass along the message, but the FBI and the Inspector General's office work on their own time frame. But I will definitely give you their message, because I want the investigations completed as soon as possible, too, so that we can act.
I have a feeling you know how to be firm.
Well, she better not push too hard, or she might have a seizure in a hotel room. That is the Bureau of Prisons Director Kathleen Hawk Sawyer, who is also questioned by Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham said, with a case this high profile, there has got to be either a major malfunction of the system or criminal enterprise at foot to allow this to happen. Let's play that clip.
With a case this high profile, there's got to be either a major malfunction of the system or a criminal enterprise at foot to allow this to happen. So are you looking at both? Is the FBI looking at both?
If the FBI is involved, then they are looking at criminal enterprise, yes.
Do we have people?
They are looking at a criminal enterprise. Well, I can tell you a criminal enterprise that I know about. Mentioned it many times in the show. I've had Charles Ortel on. He's investigated them. It's right out in the open. It's supposedly a charitable foundation, the Clinton Foundation, yet they've never filed any paperwork. They've never filed the required reports. They violated every financial regulation. I mean, this is just cut and dry. This isn't skull and bones. This isn't cloak and dagger. This is just accounting rules. You want to talk about a criminal enterprise? Investigate the Clinton Foundation. There's more than enough hard evidence there. But these people are trying to get President Trump's tax returns. They aren't interested in the Clinton Foundation's tax returns. And by the way, the Clinton Foundation is now bleeding money with these crooks out of power. We'll be right back.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true. But I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. Major report out of major university. Researchers working on food-based treatment to slow aging, Science Daily. Probiotics in the gut of a particular type cause your entire body to be healthier and make you live longer and make you not get intestinal cancer. We have the very best formula, literally, with what they even mention in the studies. And it explains that the hormone called FGF21 pro-longevity heals the entire body and actually reverses aging, but is only made in the lower intestine. Oh, and what does it say? It's fiber from a spectrum of certain types of berries that grows this. And yes, this is a plug. Gut fusion. And what do we have in this? High auric berry blend, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, cranberry, escoblio, grape, and pomegranate. It's the pulp from them that then grows this. Gut fusion for children, for young people, for old people, for everybody. This is fiber and glutamine. You're not going to find a better formula. Gut fusion. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I played for you, both Senator Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, and Lindsey Graham talking to the director of federal prisons, saying, why aren't you doing something? But nobody believes that Epstein killed himself in prison. And she said, well, I can't do anything about investigation, but I understand they're looking into a criminal enterprise. And, of course, we had yesterday two of the Epstein guards charged on Tuesday over their failure to check on Jeffrey Epstein. They claimed that they were shopping online for furniture and sleeping. I don't know. I guess you don't want to make that alibi too obvious, right? I mean, I had John Kiriakou on. He actually went to prison because he blew the whistle, right? That's what we do with our whistleblowers. Political dissidents, people who expose the crimes of the military-industrial complex, are illegal, endless foreign wars. They send those people to prison, like Roger Stone, John Kiriakou. John Kiriakou was in prison, and as part of that, he said, from time to time, he said, they would pay prisoners to watch other prisoners who were on suicide watch. That's the operative thing here, suicide watch. Watch. Where's the watch in this? Well, of course, Epstein had been taken off of suicide watch, but you still keep more of an eye on somebody who's just been taken off of the suicide watch, briefly before that. But not these guys. They were shopping online for furniture and napping only 15 feet away from Epstein's cell, where, by the way, no video exists of the hallway. All that just disappeared. What a coincidence. What an amazing coincidence. The video disappeared from inside the cell, from outside in the hallway and everything. All that happened. All these guys were shopping online for furniture and taking a nap, and they didn't check on the inmates for 8 hours. We messed up. We messed up, they said. Yeah, mistakes were made. And so now they're going to be charged with what? I don't really know. Don't really know. Meanwhile, you know, Hillary Clinton, even though their foundation's not doing too well, and, you know, she's got to get back in power to keep the massive criminal enterprise of the Clinton Foundation profitable, because it's just, that's their product. Influence and power. And, you know, so it's bleeding cash. Babylon Bee, after she came out, said she was being urged to run by many, many voices. Many, many people, she said. Well, they put it out and said, as part of that interview, they quoted her as a satire site. Hillary Clinton says she's being urged to run for president 2020 by many, many voices in her head. I'm under enormous pressure from many, many, many voices in my head to think about it. You know, she said, I hear them echoing in my head all day long. There's Bob. He's nice. And Carl, he's a swell guy. He's very supportive. And then there's that voice that sounds like Christopher Walken. He's kind of a jerk sometimes, but even he's on board with me running again. Pressed for solid figures, she said, there's at least a few thousand of these voices, they call themselves Legion, that want her to run, and she promised to think about it in order to appease the voices. Clinton also said the voices have told her she's done a great job as president in her first term, and these voices can't wait to see how much she can accomplish for the country when she is elected a second time. Babylon Bee, a great satire site. Folks, I want to talk what's going on with Julian Assange in Sweden here. You know, we talk about the people that expose the military-industrial complex and the Clintons. They wind up dead. They're in the process of killing Julian Assange right now for a non-crime. They've admitted it's a non-crime. He's already served, 7 years? Yeah, 7 years in the Ecuador embassy. Absolutely amazing. And of course, you know, Roger Stone, they're trying to put him away for life, but they might shorten his sentence. They might kill him in prison. Who knows? That's not beyond the realm of possibility, is it? We're going to get into that. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we've started our Black Friday sale early because they're starting Black Friday late this year, right? Black Friday would typically be this Friday. I don't know what's going on with it. I mean, the people who set the rules here about daylight savings time, and they picked the Thursday that you're going to have Thanksgiving, and it's one of the things that's going to be a problem, I guess, for retail this year. Might hurt their sales starting the Christmas sales late. Just means everybody's going to have to get busier earlier. But we've tried to make it a little bit easier for you. You know, we got a lot of products, a lot of that you can give as gifts. We have a lot of apparel, catchy apparel. Makes a great Christmas gift. But you know, there's also a lot of things that we sell that are health supplements. I mean, I frequently get and give people's favorite candy or favorite dessert or something like that for Christmas. And instead of giving somebody something that's sugary and loaded with carbs, it's going to hurt their health, give them something that's going to be good for them. You know, a lot of the supplements, like selenium, I don't feel anything when I take selenium. I can read the research, and I know that selenium is good for me, so I do take it, and I want to make sure that I've got a good source of it. So I take BioTrue Selenium, which is organic, it is non-GMO, and it's going to be the best source of selenium you can find. Our BioTrue Selenium is 50% off. But then there's other supplements that I take that I definitely do. You got somebody in your family that's having difficulty sleeping? Many of us do, because we have this habit of looking at our phones at night, looking at news or something. That blue light upsets your circadian rhythms and so forth, makes it difficult for you to fall asleep. Well, if you've got other issues or you've got bad habits like that, try to break those habits. But in the meantime, you need that sleep. And so we have supplements, and I've talked about how a friend of my wife's, her husband, has just really struggled with sleep. He's done everything he could think of, and the only thing that he found that worked was Knockout. And he was absolutely stunned. He had 3 nights in a row, the best sleep he ever had. She called my wife and said, this is amazing stuff. All natural ingredients, 50% off right now. And after that, he says, well, maybe something has just changed. Maybe some of these other things I've been trying to do, maybe they're working. So he got off of it for two nights. He couldn't sleep again, so he got back on it. If you give a supplement like this for Christmas to some of your friends and family, things that you can immediately feel, brain force, if you're having trouble focusing, maybe it's not sleep. Maybe you're too uptight. We have Chill Force to help people to relax. Very well-known natural supplements. These things, every one of the things that I've mentioned, Chill Force, Knockout, Brain Force, all of these, 50% off plus free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points for discounts in the future. And who knows, maybe after your relatives try some of these things that they can immediately feel, maybe they will get more interested in their health. Maybe you will, and you'll take a look at some of these things, you know, like selenium or DNA Force that you can't feel, but you can look at the research. And very well-documented research. There's over 170 studies talking about PQQ, this in DNA Force, and how effective that is at protecting your long-term health. You're not going to feel it, but it may help to keep you alive longer by taking the right kinds of supplements. That's InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, massive discounts, some things up to 70% off. Our Black Friday sale has already started. Yesterday I reported that Sweden dropped the rape investigation into Julian Assange. And as I talked about that, I said, think about this. You know, we've had people, I mentioned the case of Ross Ulbricht, Silk Road. Oh, you were running this website that was selling things that we prohibit, right? Drugs, other things like that. They tried to play up murder for hire. And so they said, well, he had a murder for hire out there for somebody. They never formally charged him, never had a trial, never had a guilty verdict. And then the judge who found him guilty of running this website used the media allegations, just like this Richard Jewell story. The FBI goes in with the media and they trump up these charges in an echo chamber. And then after they had made that an established fact in the mind of the public, and the judge uses that, even though he'd never stood trial for it, he was never convicted of it. The judge said, well, because it's murder for hire, I'm going to give you three consecutive life sentences. I've had Ross's mother on many times. What an amazing criminal justice system we have in this country. They did the same thing to Schaefer Cox. Alleged that he did all kinds of things and then added the conspiracy charge and then dropped the core charges and then sent him to jail for conspiracy. That's what they're doing for Julian Assange. Not strong enough for an indictment, said the Swedish officials. Oral testimony in the case has weakened. There has been a considerable political pressure on Sweden to reopen the investigation, but there's always been political pressure around that. It is another public execution of somebody. You better be afraid of this.
There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War. When 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines, more than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, general, we're completely surrounded. He said, good, we can attack in all directions. Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. With the power of the First Amendment. It's the David Knight Show.
Yeah, I was just talking about Julian Assange. Sweden says, we don't really have any case here. The oral testimony has weakened. But there's still a lot of political pressure on us. But there's nothing here for an indictment. And this is after the man has essentially been in jail for 7 years in been in jail in the Ecuadorian embassy. And now he's in Belmarsh, and his health has severely deteriorated. Everybody who sees him and knows him is afraid that he is being slowly killed. I believe that is the case. WikiLeaks came out. Their editor-in-chief said, "Let us now focus on the threat Mr. Assange has been warning about for years. The belligerent prosecution of the United States and the threat that it poses to the First Amendment." We have to do something about this criminal justice system. You know, they can take Schaefer Cox, a political activist in Alaska. They can frame him. And then they can remove the charges, but then send him to jail for conspiracy. And because he's somebody who speaks out, like Marty Gottesfeld, whistleblower against a big corporation, Harvard University and Boston Children's Hospital, exposing child kidnapping. And it wasn't the only or first case of child kidnapping in Boston. They send people like Schaefer Cox and Marty Gottesfeld to the communications management unit. We have two of those in America. Black sites, where they can keep you isolated, and nobody can, you can't talk about what's being done to you there. And they keep the dissidents sealed up there. And then, make no mistake about it, it is the American government that is ultimately behind and partnering with the British government to slowly kill Julian Assange. And for the life of me, I cannot understand why President Trump doesn't push back against these same people who are trying to throw him out of office and throw him into jail. Because President Trump, once they get you out of office, make no mistake about it, they're going to put you in jail. Why are you not pushing back against the London-Langley axis? The same people that manufactured that filthy fiction they call a dossier. And the same people who are now pushing this coup part due. We're going to talk about Vindman. I call him Venal Vindman. This guy, you know, I'll get into that in a moment here. But let's not get away from what's happening in Sweden. You know, the Swedish people, you know, for 7 years, they've been part of this, doing everything that the globalists want them to do. You want us to help you get Julian Assange? We'll help you get Julian Assange. You want us to open up our borders to migrants? We'll open up our borders to migrants. And how is that working out for them? Maybe what they need to do is to focus on how women can't go out anymore without being raped in Sweden. The rape rate has gone through the ceiling, but it's not just that. As Jihad Watch points out, what's going on in Sweden is not terrorism. It's a full-on war, and it's going on every day in Sweden. And they're worried about framing Julian Assange for the American intelligence and military-industrial complex. There's been a wave in Sweden of shootings and bombings, 268 shootings just this year so far. Where are all the liberals crying tears about that? You won't find them. They don't even want to talk about that. In Sweden, certainly not the American press doesn't want to talk about that. This is just a country of 10 million people. 10 million people. Now, I don't know what the population of the entire state of North Carolina is, but it was only about 4 million people when I lived there. And so, you know, you talk about something that is, that would be like about 130 people being shot every year. This is not a full year, right? We're just in the end of November. By a particular group, 9 out of 10 of them, Muslim migrants or children of Muslim migrants. That's not a problem. We got to get Julian Assange.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, 9 others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're just talking about what's going on in Sweden. It's absolutely amazing. It is truly a war, as a Jihad Watch characterized it. And they're absolutely right. When you got, in a country of only 10 million people, 268 shootings just this year so far. And the shootings aren't being carried out with handguns. They're being carried out with AK-47s. AK-47s? You know, assault rifles? That type of thing? Oh, my. 187 bomb attacks as well this year. It's not just shooting, it's bombing. Bombing. In just 1 week in August, there were 3 major bombings. Much of the violence is concentrated in Malmo, where they had 58 bombings in 2017. Why Malmo? Well, it has a sizable immigrant and Muslim population, and it is the center of gang violence. Not only do they have massive migration of Muslims, and there is this friction between Muslims going after journalists who they think have insulted their prophet Muhammad. They also are going after each other. Yeah, it's a gang versus gang warfare. Swedish authorities and its media rarely discuss or name the perpetrators. But in a recent shooting, a 15-year-old boy was left dead, and they named him Jafar Ibrahim. Jafar was shot in Malmo at a pizzeria, presumably not one attended by Prince Andrew, and had been part of a family of Syrian refugees who migrated to Sweden in 2016. The shooting attack was preceded by car bombing, which was used as a diversion. Think about this. All right, this is an obvious hit job by Muslim gangs. And again, just like the drug gangs and the terror gangs that we have coming across our border, MS-13, they're going for younger people. Oh, nothing to see. They're only 15, 16 years old. That's fine. But this guy was a high enough target that they would set off a car bomb as a diversion to get people away so they could assassinate this guy. So he's pretty high up, even though he's 15 years old. And this is why I say, you know, when we look at our border, we have what is happening right across the border in Mexico. Not with immigration policy, but with our drug war, our illegal drug war. That created the kind of gang versus gang violence in Mexico that has turned it into a failed narco state. And it's happening right across the border. More people being killed there than in Syria at the peak. Not at the peak. At the peak, they had aerial bombing campaigns going on. More happening there than now. And more people being killed across, right across the border than in Afghanistan or in Iraq. But we don't do anything about that. We don't protect that. Why? because we've got these gangs, MS-13. I've talked about it many times. One family came across the border fleeing the gangs in El Salvador, went all the way up to Long Island. This family was fine. They wanted to get away from the violence. They didn't immigrate legally. They came across the border, and since we have wide open borders, guess what? A lot of MS-13 people came across the border, and MS-13 is sending young people over because we have the Obama administration with their DACA program saying, well, if you're a certain age, we're not going to do anything about it. We don't care if you're illegal, especially if you're young, even if you have MS-13 tattoos all over your face saying that you're MS-13. They say, well, we just have to watch them until they do something. You know, like kill a kid from another family that came from El Salvador. And the father said, well, I can't believe it. I came all the way up to Long Island, New York to try to escape this. And if you don't have any control of your border, the gangs will come across as well. And so we have the potential for this kind of violence. You know, people are having their heads cut off, right across the border, and their bodies hung from bridges in Mexico. I mean, probably more beheadings by those Mexican drug cartels against each other and against politicians or journalists who stand against them. Probably more beheadings there than anywhere else except our Saudi allies. Yeah. And quite frankly, the government here in America doesn't want to do anything about the drug war. They don't want to do anything about violence and terrorism crossing the border because that empowers them. Just as the war on terror and the war on drugs has empowered them to scare us to give up our freedoms in the vain hope that they're going to somehow protect us and provide us with security, they're going to use both of those at the border. This is why Republicans and Democrats don't want to do anything about it. Yeah, the Republicans want the cheap labor. Yeah, the Democrats want the voters. But I'm telling you, both of them want the war on drugs and the war on terror because it allows them to destroy our Constitution. It allows them to enslave us and to take our liberties that are protected by the Constitution. That's the bigger story. And that's where both Republicans and Democrats can agree. They want a war on drugs and they want a war on terror. So they want the border war and they won't lift a finger to stop it. Matter of fact, we just had the people building the private wall told again, you can't do that. We got to leave that border open. And the Trump administration has got their hands dipped in that as well. If you're going to sit by and sit on your hands and do absolutely nothing, if you're going to tweet out President Trump that we got a lot of people who are violent criminals that are part of this DACA thing, I talked about that yesterday, 80,000, and you got about a quarter of those who committed crimes after they got their DACA status, but about three quarters of them had committed crimes, serious crimes, before they got their DACA status. And President Trump tweets that out. The left criticizes, but President Trump was right about that. And President Trump, in the same tweet, says, but if the Supreme Court gives me a victory, we can negotiate with the Democrats on this. You're going to negotiate our security that you promised? You took our liberty so you could give us security, but you're going to now negotiate our security with the Democrats? For what purpose, President Trump? For what purpose? I'm absolutely disgusted with what he's doing. But let's talk about Sweden, because this is what's going to be happening here with Mexican gangs. They've got gangs in Sweden, Islamic gangs that are fighting each other. So a 15-year-old, they want to kill him, so they set off a car bomb as a diversion, then they kill him. The media said, week before we had a 16-year-old, we had that type of thing happening, and 9 out of 10 shooters are either foreign-born migrants or children of foreign-born migrants. The violence is probably related to gang wars involving two different gangs. One of them is Loyal to Familia. The other one is the Brothas. That's Brothas, Brothas. The gangs are operating out of Malmo. They appear now to be pushing into Copenhagen. And I pointed out last week, Copenhagen, or Denmark, has sealed their border with Sweden because of this. We have literally, like the fall of the Roman Empire, we have invited the barbarians in. Vandals, Goths, Brothas, Loyal to Familia, whatever the names are. Okay, we have invited them in. And now these fifth columns of the UN are in the process of destroying our societies with violence and everything else. Speaking of the borders, unprotected borders, we have a whistleblower who is talking about how he was with ISIS, and he says in an on-camera interview, "We were allowed to just walk into Syria." Funny how that works. Let's play a little bit of that clip. I'll translate it for you. It's in a foreign language. Let's go ahead and run video clip number 12. The SDF-run prison in Hasaka holds 5,000 ISIS prisoners from 28 countries. This is a Turkish ISIS member. He said he came, we came to, from Turkey to the border of a particular town. One of the smugglers gave me his phone number and we passed the border easily. There you see the Turkish flag without seeing any police or soldiers. Yeah, just the wall. I was so surprised and wondered how such a big part of the Turkish border could be empty. I couldn't believe it. I thought they were joking. But they took us to the place that we wanted to go. Former Turkish ISIS member. The border is open. This is another guy. Former the border is open for them. They cross it. No one closes the border. We'll have more about this when we come back. We've got a hard break here. We talked about this in 2014, the caravans. You know, you saw these people in the Toyota Highlander, Hilux. You know, so we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, Infowars.com and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at Infowars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Major report out of major university. Researchers working on food-based treatment to slow aging, Science Daily. Probiotics in the gut of a particular type cause your entire body to be healthier and make you live longer and make you not get intestinal cancer. We have the very best formula, literally, with what they even mention in the studies. And it explains that the hormone called FGF21 pro-longevity heals the entire body and actually reverses aging, but is only made in the lower intestine. Oh, and what does it say? It's fiber from a spectrum of certain types of berries that grows this. And yes, this is a plug. Gut Fusion. And what do we have in this? High auric berry blend, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, cranberry, escoblio, grape, and pomegranate. It's the pulp from them that then grows this. Gut Fusion for children, for young people, for old people, for everybody. This is fiber and glutamine. You're not going to find a better formula. Gut Fusion. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, it was exactly clear to us what was happening there. Back in 2014, I remember it vividly. I reported on it here at InfoWars. You saw those convoys of trucks that were streaming out of Turkey. It was ISIS coming in. Everybody was in. There's some B-roll footage of it. Look at there they are in there. Look at that. I mean, they're just right out there in the open, slow rolling. I mean, this is like a, you know, American Graffiti cruise down Main Street or something, except these are jihadis with their Toyota Hiluxes and their AK-47s, you know, those horrible weapons and everything. And of course, you know, Democrats want to ban not only the AK-47s, but they've been very effective in terms of banning Toyota Hiluxes as well. I remember when, the old Top Gear crew had a Toyota Hilux and they were talking about how indestructible they were, and they did one video report where they just did everything they could to destroy it. And no matter what they did, this thing just kept going and going and going. They couldn't kill it. They eventually put it in their studio. They'd burned it. They'd put it in seawater. I mean, they'd done everything to it. And so this thing was all beat up and crashed. They suspended it from the ceiling there as a monument. Why don't we have the Toyota Hilux here? Well, first of all, it's diesel. Can't have those diesel trucks coming in, right? We can let ISIS have them, they can have a convoy of them unmolested, and they can cross from Turkey into ISIS, and everybody sees it. You know, we said at the time, it's like, you know, something's going on here, right? You know that they're being protected by Turkey and by NATO, right? When this is allowed, everybody's got footage of it. Everybody's got aerial footage of it, ground footage of it. It's a parade. A parade. What would it take to send one jet in and wipe out that whole convoy? I mean, absolutely absurd, but they allowed that. Of course, you know, the Toyota Hilux, the other reason besides it being a diesel, not allowed in the United States, was they put a 25% tax on it. That's what they do on small trucks that are made in foreign countries, because the big American automobile manufacturers don't want anybody messing with their number one profit margin center, right? They put a big tax on it. They don't like diesels, but, you know, we let the jihadis have them. And we let them have free access across the Turkish border, just like we let the undocumented migrants and the drug cartels and so forth have free access to come across our border all the time as well. I should tell you something about both of these border situations, shouldn't it? These Democrats are so upset now about the Turks going in to come after our other Marxist-Leninist allies, the Kurds. Well, you can't let the Turks go in and come after them. Well, they weren't complaining about that when the Turks were letting ISIS go in there, right? And nobody complained about it when you had John McCain going over there and posing with al-Nusra, the good ISIS people, right? Yeah, they weren't good. We told you that at the same time. And now they've openly come out as being Al-Qaeda, ISIS, whatever. We'll come up with another name. I'm waiting to see what the next name is going to be for these people. They've gone through so many. Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS. Now what's the next name going to be? Tens of thousands of ISIS foreign fighters were allowed to pour across Turkey's southern border into Syria in 2014. NATO, allies, all these, U.S., Britain, France, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, all of them allowed that to happen. Nobody had a problem with it. Largest mass movement of jihadist terrorists in modern history. Done as a parade. Done for the media. Nobody cared. Because we were supporting them. And that's what I just played for you in the previous segment. These guys saying, hey, we couldn't believe it. The border was just wide open. He's like, yeah, we couldn't believe it either. We were screaming at the top of our lungs, look at this. It's just unbelievable, the narratives and the fact that they continue on with this stuff. More bombshell proof of state sponsorship behind ISIS. You got these people now saying they just let us walk in. No problem. Abdullah granted us access to a prison that holds about 5,000 ISIS members. That's what I just played for you. From about 28 different countries. They were able to spend 5 hours there touring the various sections and interviewing ISIS militants. I played comments from two of those guys saying they just let us cross the border. And then, you know, afterwards, they gave them weapons. They gave them money. They had visits from John McCain and so forth. Is this even an issue? For 3 years in a row, we had false flag gas attacks in Syria as Syria was mopping up one of these ISIS strongholds. Again, ISIS, our surrogate, our ally to do regime change in Syria. And as Syria was about to mop up an operation, there would always be, and it was always, I said, beware the Ides of March, because we know there's going to be another false flag attack in Syria trying to draw us in closer into that war. And they did it 3 years in a row. The third year, 2018, you had Nikki Haley, conservatives. Remember this, conservatives. She's a neocon. She's not a conservative. She's a very dangerous woman. She and Theresa May pushing to get us to commit troops more openly, because we already did commit troops. You know, after the first one of those false flag attacks, I've played it many times, Jeff Sessions talking to Leon Panetta, former congressman who swore an oath to the Constitution, didn't care. He became director of defense secretary. He later became head of the CIA. As he was head of Department of Defense, he was being questioned by Jeff Sessions because the Obama administration was trying to use one of the first false flag to get us involved more deeply into Syria. Jeff Sessions says, well, you're not going to do this without telling us, right? And he says, well, we'll consult with our NATO allies, the same ones who let these guys just walk and drive across the border there. Yeah, we'll consult with our NATO allies and we'll let you know, maybe. Well, I can't believe you're doing that. You're a congressman. You know what the Constitution is, said Jeff Sessions. And Jeff Sessions, just like he never did anything as attorney general, he didn't do anything as a senator to try to impeach Leon Panetta. So smug, Panetta. Well, like I said, we will let you know, maybe, what we decide to do with UN and with NATO. And they didn't. They put thousands of American troops. We still don't know how many are there. Thousands of American troops without authorization from Congress, and they won't take them home. And President Trump said, I'm going to move them. And then the current director of the State Department, Pompeo, you know, who was director of the CIA, said, well, you know, President Trump makes these statements, and then we talk to him, and we explain how it's going to be to him, right? And so they've explained to President Trump, and so now he's got a new mission. They're going to go protect the oil fields, and then they're going to take the oil from Syria, even though we've had all these this going on forever. But when we come back, I'm going to play for you John Krasinski, who's been doing a PR tour for two seasons now for the CIA, playing Jack Ryan. For Jeff Bezos, Amazon. Funny how that would work. You know, Amazon gets this big contract to with the CIA to be their cloud server. And just out of clear blue sky, they decide, hey, you know, I think we could do a series about CIA talking about how wonderful they are. You know, kind of like J. Edgar Hoover did about the FBI with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. We'll be right back with John Krasinski telling us how wonderful the CIA is.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50-1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, general, we're completely surrounded. He said, good, we can attack in all directions. Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true. But I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above-sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
Yeah, as I was saying, Travis was saying I was pronouncing his name wrong. Perhaps I was. I'm not really sure. John Krasinski? I just know him as Jim Halpert from The Office. I preferred him in that role as opposed to his CIA agent that he's playing as Jack Ryan. As I said, isn't it an amazing coincidence
Ironic, isn't it? That Jeff Bezos would get these big data CIA contracts, and then they would turn around and do a PR show for the CIA, as RT points out. You know, this is the CIA that props up foreign dictators, that stages coups, that plays with mind control drugs. The CIA that feeds information to our checkmark checkbook media like CNN, the CIA news network. You know, they parrot everything that the CIA gives them. You know, those people. And now we've got Jim Halpert. And, of course, he's been playing a lot of, you know, tough guy roles. He was in 13 Hours. I remember he was in that, the Navy SEAL. Now he's playing Jack Ryan as an action hero. I mean, originally Jack Ryan was kind of a analyst, but he's become more and more of an action hero over time. Tom Clancy passed away in 2013, and so now he's being reinvented into a kind of American James Bond. And I preferred it when Jim Halpert was a practical joker. But now he's telling us a joke that really isn't very funny, what he has to say about the CIA. Let's play video clip number 5.
The coolest thing ever for me, I mean, I totally nerded out when we got to the CIA. I think I probably embarrassed myself, and I'm sure they have it on tape. So I owe them everything. I really do. The CIA is something that we should all not only cherish, but be saying thank you every single day.
Yeah, he did embarrass himself, and we've got it on tape. He just said the CIA is something we should not only cherish, but we should be saying thank you to for every single day. I think it's something that ought to be outlawed, quite frankly. The CIA and the NSA, from their very inception, were spying on the American people without warrants. We had hearings. They spun those hearings to be about assassination attempts of Fidel Castro because they didn't want the American public to know that they were spying on us. And yet, what came out of the Frank Church hearings and what came out of the hearings of Pike in the House was FISA. FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And they're just these crooks. These crooks. These spook crooks have just used that to try to overthrow our election, are still using it. Their secret star chamber court, where they can come in and say, well, give us a warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. And as I talked about Roger Stone and the fact that this ludicrous charge that he lied to the liars in Congress. And I said, well, look at James Clapper. He lied to the American public just about a month or so before the Snowden documents hit, saying, we're not deliberately spying on Americans. Yeah, you were. You were. And even though he lied, you know, because they are the real government, the CIA is the real government of this country, and the NSA, the intelligence community. And we'll talk about that when we get to Vindman here in a minute. They never came after him for perjury. We all knew he was committing perjury about something that was very specific and about them violating the law, violating the Constitution, violating our privacy and our due process, violating the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. They violated all of that. He lied about that. That is a material piece of perjury there. And they let the statute of limitations expire on that. But they come after Roger Stone for lying to Congress, lying to people like Adam Schiff. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And when we look at President Trump pardoning Roger Stone, well, I don't know. I mean, you know, President Trump earlier this year, back in July, pardoned an Israeli drug smuggler. You know, Alan Dershowitz goes there with a letter from the daughter, and he pardoned Israeli-born Ronan Namani, who had a 20-year sentence for conspiracy to distribute synthetic drugs. Fighting for Namani's sentence, says the Jerusalem Post, to be shortened were first-rate lawyers like Alan Dershowitz, who previously represented American Shabbat member Salom Rubishin, who was also released from prison following Trump's intervention. The president dismissed Rubishin's sentence in 2017, December, and he was subsequently released from prison. So maybe we could treat Roger with the same respect we treat
Israelis who've committed real crimes. I don't know. Maybe that's too much to ask. Maybe Julian Assange could be given some consideration about the fact that his only crime was telling the truth. He wasn't conspiring to distribute synthetic drugs. He didn't rape anybody. He told the truth about the military-industrial complex, and they're trying to kill Julian Assange for that. Maybe President Trump could wake up and do something about that. No, he's too busy tweeting about himself. And the same people coming after President Trump are the same people who are doing this to a lot of innocent people. President Trump should go back and listen to Benjamin Franklin when he said, we're going to hang together or we're going to hang separately. And if all you care about is yourself, President Trump, you will hang separately. They're in the process of hanging you. We'll talk about Vindman coming up here. One of the things that's going to be talked about this week in Congress, and this is the headline from Free Thought Project, and a historic move, a vote to federally legalize marijuana will take place in Congress this week. Let me correct that headline. I agree with them. I agree with their analysis of this, but that headline is not technically correct because, you know, technically, marijuana is not illegal. The war on drugs, the UN war on drugs, is what is illegal. It stands in direct conflict with the Constitution. We had to have an amendment to the Constitution to prohibit alcohol. And where is that amendment for prohibiting marijuana? Let's see. Let me look at my Constitution here. I can't find it anywhere in here. I don't see it. We had the 18th and 21st Amendment to prohibit alcohol. Why? Because we got a 9th and 10th Amendment that says unless you've got powers granted to you specifically, you can't do that. And yet now today, the principle that we operate under is that everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted by the FDA and the DEA or the ATF, right? Or any other alphabet tyrants out there. No, marijuana isn't illegal. The federal government is illegal. And why are they doing this? I firmly believe that because this has been effectively nullified, this, again, regardless of what you think about marijuana, and in the article I make the point about how it has been proven in multiple studies to reduce opioid deaths and opioid addiction and so forth where it's been legalized. I understand. You can make an argument. But apart from the substance itself, let's understand the principle involved here. When you allow the government to take away our liberties and freedoms, especially the ones that are specifically protected in the Constitution, we should be very afraid of a government like that. A government like that is a criminal enterprise. A government like that is a terrorist government. And that's really what we ought to be concerned about. The bill currently has 55 co-sponsors. All but one of the co-sponsors are Democrats. Sadly, most of the small government Republicans, writes Free Thought Project, still think that massive, militarized police forces kicking in doors in the middle of the night to arrest people for a plant is somehow conservative. You know, Boehner, who is unalterably opposed to marijuana until he decided he thought he could make money from it. You know what? Wall Street hates marijuana now. It's really got a bad rap on marijuana. And regardless, this is something that should tell us something about the Constitution, about a criminal government, and it should tell us about our power to nullify it. And that's why these people are talking about legalizing it. They're pandering to an audience, and they're running from nullification.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they've passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times, I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, Infowars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And then if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at Infowars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have a new phenomenon in India, in New Delhi, something called oxygen bars, and I'm going to play that for you here in just a moment. But we have something here that in America, you know, we've actually kind of cleaned our air up. We don't really have the kind of bad air like they do in India and China. In both places, you know, China, I reported on this, what was it, about a year ago maybe? That they were getting people to can air in Switzerland and send it to China for fresh air, like straight out of Spaceballs. But we'll play both of those clips for you coming up. But, you know, why is it that China and India need to have clean air? Well, because, you know, they've got some of the dirtiest power plants anywhere in the world, and they were exempted from the Paris Climate Treaty. But they wanted to punish our economy. But we're going to talk about, before we get to that, let's talk about some products that you need here in America. You don't need oxygen bars, and you don't need canned air from Switzerland, because we don't really have that dirty an environment here. But they're going to continue with that excuse to try to shut down our economy. But we do have some products to help you. We do have, you know what we have here in America? We have a surplus of sugar. Sugar in our diet. And that really does rot your teeth. And a lot of other things. We've got a new product, Super Silver. And this is a big upgrade from our Super Blue toothpaste. Not only is it fluoride-free, but it also has a whitening agent, and it has the Silver Sol Nano Silver. It does have, to make it taste a little bit better, it does have a sweetener in it that's xylitol, which is not sugar. Xylitol is actually good for your teeth, believe it or not. It does taste very sweet. It's got about half the calories of sugar. Now, you're not going to be swallowing the toothpaste, right? But the xylitol helps it to taste sweet in your mouth, and it is good for your teeth. It has many other essential oils. Here's what it doesn't have. It doesn't have any BPA plastics to mess with your hormones in the packaging. It doesn't have any parabens. It doesn't have any harsh preservatives. No synthetic colors. No harmful sulfates. No fluoride. And it doesn't have our sodium lauryl sulfate, the SLS, which is used in many products. It actually comes from shampoo. And it actually is derived from palm oil. They use it. Doesn't come from shampoo. It's used in shampoos to make them suds up. A lot of people wanted sudsy stuff in their mouth, but no, you don't actually need that. So we don't have that in there either, because it gives a lot of people an irritating reaction to it. It can create canker sores and so forth. So it doesn't have SLS, doesn't have BPA, doesn't have fluoride or any of those things. It is 25% off out of the box. And again, it's not only an upgrade to our Super Blue toothpaste, our Super Silver whitening toothpaste also has a natural whitening agent. It uses above the sea coral calcium that has whitening power of natural ingredients. So take a look at this new product, and we got many other products that are 40, 50, 70% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Our Black Friday sale has already started. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points, so you can get discounts in the future. InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products that we have. We've got all kinds of things, natural supplements for your health. As I pointed out before, not just things that are we know are good for you, things like selenium, things like the PQQ and DNA Force that are going to be very effective for you long term, but you can't necessarily feel that right away. But we do have a lot of products that are going to help to relax you, help to put you to sleep, help to wake you up or whatever. You know, things like Brain Force Plus help you to focus your mind. One of my favorite supplements. These are things that you can give to friends if they're having problems sleeping. Knock out all natural sleep aid. Give them an introduction to some of the fine products that we sell, the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what supports this program and everything that we do here. And we are under attack from the largest corporations and the most powerful governments who are behind those corporations attacking us, trying to deplatform us. You have stood behind us, and we really do appreciate that. But we still need you at this point, and you need these products. And so we're trying to make them as affordable for you as possible. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, massive discounts. Our Black Friday sale is in effect. All right, let's talk about what's going on in India. As I said before, both India and China, places where the air is so dirty, and again, everybody freaking out about plastic. Oh, we got the plastic in the ocean. Almost all that plastic is being released by China, not by the United States. Virtually all of it is coming from China, just like virtually all of the air pollution is coming from China and India. Even the people who believe that CO2 is causing, is man-made climate change, even those people trashed the Paris Climate Accord because they said, well, we think this is a global problem. And if this is being released in the air in India and China, and you're going to allow them to continue to build the dirtiest power plants anywhere without regulating the quality of the air coming from those power plants or the quantity of those, your climate change agreement coming out of Paris is a fraud. And nothing illustrates that better than what's going on in India, where they're now selling oxygen bars because the pollution there in India is so bad in New Delhi. Here's a video clip 11. Let's play that. Okay, so this is, this is B-roll here. You can see, look at how dirty the air is. You can hardly see through it. They're wearing oxygen masks, and they've got wearing masks to get that out, and they've got like somebody with a respiratory disease, which they will eventually have, and they're getting that oxygen pumped to them at oxygen bars. New fad, sweeping India, offers customers a breath of fresh air, literally,
As pollution in New Delhi hits toxic levels, these oxygen bars are popping up in the city to help the locals breathe. Yeah, that's exactly what is happening there. You know, it's been said that because, you know, when I would go around and with a group that I was part of, we were coming after the climate gate issue. And we go around talking to people about climate issues. And the guy who had worked, was speaking, and most of the time, he had worked for the EPA for 30 years. He went to the EPA because he wanted to clean up pollution. And then he left the EPA and started opposing it because they decided they were going to regulate our economy, not concern themselves with pollution. And he would ask people, say, well, what's your favorite form of energy? Most of, always you would have somebody raise their hand and say electricity. It's like, well, electricity isn't the source of energy. It's a product that's being created. And when you look at what's going on in India, some people pointed out, all you have to do is have a car that gets about 35 miles per gallon in India, and that internal combustion engine will be cleaner than if you were to run an electric car off of the grid in India because their power plants were so compromised. But, you know, when you look at this, again, as I pointed out about a year or so ago in China, they were getting canned air. And at the time, I went back and said, remember when they did this in Spaceballs? We had Mel Brooks reach down into his desk. Roll that clip. Mel Brooks reaching down and getting a can of Perry air. There it is. He pulls it out, pops the aluminum can, and sniffs it. Yeah, they're actually doing that in China as well, the two places where the air is so dirty. And yet we have in the UK, the Labour Party there is bragging about the fact that they are going to delist any corporations that don't do what they say to do about climate. They're going to delist them off the London Stock Exchange. I just reported last week about one millennial quote-unquote investor who had a job. He was vested with $57 in a pension plan, massive pension plan in Australia. One person out of more than 2 million people. And this pension fund in Australia had assets of, I think it was $2.3 trillion or something. But he's got $57 in it. And he was going to sue them because he didn't think that they were properly invested in companies that were green enough. And now this is what the Labor, party is doing, promising in the UK. For those companies not taking adequate steps under a Labour government, they will be delisted from the London Stock Exchange, said John McDonnell, the shadow chancellor, meaning that he is the, because they're out of government, they pick a cabinet that mirrors the people who are in government, saying, this is the guy who's going to be a, you know, chancellor when we take power. They vow to rewrite the rules of the economy. Mr. McDonnell also insisted that curbing the climate crisis would be Labour's overriding priority if it wins the general election. You hear that, people in the UK? You better go to the polls. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's 4-5 colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines, more than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, let's talk about the high-tech takeover plan, because central to all of that is the climate issue. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about Google's gulags, their open-air gulags that I talked about this week, because that's really what they are. It's the illusion of freedom, the ability to walk around in their sidewalk labs cities, where they will follow everything that you do and they will control you just like they do in China with their social credit system. But it is a system of complete control. It will be an open-air prison. The Google Archipelago was the title of the book that I talked about. That is justified by environmentalism, sustainability, they talk about. Let me tell you, that is the fantasy to rule the world. It is a fantasy. These people have a fantasy to rule the world, and the fantasy that they use to justify them being rulers of the world is this climate scare. Yeah, when they talk about sustainability, you need to understand what they want to sustain is their new world order. They want to sustain their tyranny. They want to sustain their central control of everything, including you. As I pointed out, when Toronto got the yellow book, that was outlining where Google wants to go. They want corporate governance of these areas carved out for them. And then they will inventory everything. You know, every device, every centrally controlled, quote-unquote, self-driving, but it's centrally controlled car, and all the people. You will be part of their Internet of Things because you will be their slave. You're just another thing to be inventoried and to be marked as good or bad. And it's all justified in the name of saving the environment. But there's an article up on Climate Depot. I talked to Mark Moreno many times. I've talked to him in the past about his book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. And today, for the 10th anniversary of Climate Gate, remember Climate Gate? You should remember Climate Gate. Back in 2009, you know, there was a Climate Gate 1 and there was a Climate Gate 2, and they basically covered up both of those eventually. But the first one was a kind of a big deal when it broke. As Mark Moreno points out in an excerpt from his book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, he said the Climate Gate scandal revealed that the UN IPCC, and again, it's all coming from the UN, just like the Smart City Agenda and so forth. The Climate Gate scandal revealed that the UN IPCC was simply a lobbying organization portraying itself as a science panel. If the UN failed to find carbon dioxide was a problem, it would no longer have a reason to continue studying it or to be in charge of offering quote-unquote solutions. The leading UN IPCC scientists were caught red-handed, artificially manufacturing the quote-unquote scientific consensus for the global warming narrative. Their own words betrayed that they were acting like political partisans, not scientists, crafting a predetermined message rather than following the evidence. Climate Gate exposed the work product of the IPCC as the best science that politics and activism could manufacture. It is a manufactured, quote-unquote, science.
And he goes on to say, when the scandal broke, the global warming establishment led by the UN, academia, and the media immediately went into move along, there's nothing to see here mode. There were several high-profile investigations. Actually, they weren't. They were cover-ups of ClimateGate. They were obviously designed to simply restore credibility to the UN and to the climate scientists. The global warming industry investigated itself and exonerated itself. Rex Murphy of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation summed it up. He said, ClimateGate pulls back the curtain on a scene of pettiness, turf protection, manipulation, defiance of freedom of information, lost or destroyed data, and attempts to blacklist critics or skeptics of this global warming cause. Science has gone to bed with advocacy, and both have had a very good time. You know, we saw this, anybody that pushed back against this was silenced and purged, right? You are hateful and false if you push back against this. More when we come back. Stay with us.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was just saying, this is November 2009 was when ClimateGate began. And it was kind of interesting how it unfolded. You had some emails revealed. You had some people who figured out that something fishy was happening, and they tried to get the emails released. And they kept covering up and hiding these emails. They refused to do it. It was the University of East Anglia in the UK, a climate research, quote-unquote, research center. And they were writing each other back and forth, oh, the data doesn't match the models. We've got to hide the decline. How can we spin this, and how can we reinterpret it to make it fit our models? Because by that time, you know, their models had been out for a couple of decades, and unfortunately, it wasn't following their prediction, and their models were obviously wrong. So how do we hide this decline they were putting there? Well, you know, somebody knew that this was something was up with this, and so they started sniffing around trying to get the emails declassified, and they kept refusing to do it. And then somehow, I think it was 1,000 of them, appeared on a Russian server. And the cat was out of the bag. And they started scrambling in damage control. And it was very bad. And it took them a while to try to spin that around. But they eventually did. And now the spin has begun again because we now have hit the 10th anniversary. So you got organizations like The Guardian saying, oh, yeah, they thought they had us this time. But yeah, we got out of that. Got out of that. And see, we're still going on this climate change train, and it's just chugging along. And we're well on our way to shutting down the economy, completely destroying everybody's lifestyle, doing all that crazy stuff that Obama said. Y'all don't talk about that crazy stuff. You know, people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that you're going to destroy their standard of living, take their freedom, take their food, everything from them. They don't want to hear that. Just do it. Just do it. Don't tell them. And when that happened, they were successful in putting it back. And so then, you know, what happened was just a couple of years after that, there was another big
group of emails that surfaced. Climate Gate 2. That time, instead of 1,000, it was 5,000 emails showing all the same stuff. And, you know, it wasn't just the people in the UK. It wasn't just East Anglia. They were corresponding with climate fraud scientists all over, quote-unquote scientists, all over the world, especially including Michael Mann, the guy who invented the hockey stick fraud that was used by Al Gore. And he was at the University of Virginia at the time, and I was with a group that tried to get access to his emails and to his research and his data that was underneath the research. Michael Mann pushed back. Michael Mann fought in court. Even though he was being paid by a public university at the time he was writing these emails, talking about hiding the decline and so forth, even though he was conspiring with these people in East Anglia University in this fraud about climate change, and even though it was done on a university computer as he was being paid by the university, and even though he had already published his findings, and even though his findings were used to set public policy, again, all this funded by the public, and then the conclusions were used to change public policy, he said, that's private. That's my own personal emails. You can't get that stuff. I'm not going to let you have that. And what we were saying was, we want to see your data. Show us the data. You've published your study, but you don't show us the data that you used to arrive at your conclusions. Show us the data. And he got away with it. Oh, so he must be right, right? Because the justice system here in America never is rigged for political purposes, right? Yeah, one of the first experiences that I saw of how criminal our justice system is. Clive Crook at the time, writing for The Atlantic, said the Penn State inquiry exonerating Michael Mann, and by that time the crook, Michael Mann, had moved on to Penn State from the University of Virginia. And so then Penn State exonerated him. Why? Well, because they want the money that's in those contracts, right? Those research grants. The paleoclimatologist who came up with a hockey stick would be difficult to parody. Three of four allegations are dismissed out of hand at the outset, and the inquiry announces that for, quote, lack of credible evidence, unquote, it will not investigate them. We don't have any credible evidence, so we're not going to even do an investigation. Now, you do an investigation to see if there is any evidence, right? Isn't that what they're doing to President Trump right now? Yeah. Don't you have? We presented evidence that was credible. We had 1,000 emails showing that these people were conspiring, and then another group of 5,000 emails, 6,000 total. You think I exaggerate? In short, the case for the prosecution was never heard. Mann is asked if the allegations, well, if one of them, one of the four, are true. And he says no. And I said, okay, that's it. We're done. CBS News at the time reported on the ClimateGate scandal in December of 2009. It was about a month old at that time. They said, those files show that prominent scientists were so wedded to theories of man-made global warming that they ridiculed dissenters who asked for copies of their data. Yes, I was one of those people. Plotted how to keep researchers who reached different conclusions from publishing. We're going to silence anybody that disagrees with us. See, this, the climate of cancel culture has been going on for quite some time. And it began with this, because this is the key issue, the climate issue, the key issue that they believe justifies their takeover and shutdown of our society, their forced authoritarian austerity. It also discussed how to conceal apparently buggy computer code from being disclosed under the Freedom of Information laws. Then NBC reported on it. They said, well, there's a scandal called ClimateGate. It was introduced as a scandal involving some stolen emails. See that? See how history repeats itself? I mean, it rhymes, but sometimes it exactly repeats itself. What did they do with ClimateGate? The same thing that Hillary did later. Well, how did you get those emails? It's the Russians out there. Well, good for them if they expose the lies of these criminals who are trying to use a pack of climate lies to destroy our lives. Good for them. Whoever did it, good for them. But they always come after the whistleblowers, and they always say, how did you get those emails? See, ClimateGate, ClimateGate. The real scandal of ClimateGate, said NBC News, was how did they get those emails? The same thing, the same dodge that Hillary Clinton did. The red herring, right? Oh, you know, don't pay attention to those whistleblowers inside the DNC. How did they get those emails about me? Don't pay any attention to what they said about me at the DNC. Don't pay any attention to what these people were saying about their fraudulent climate models. How did they get that data? That's what I want to focus on, right? Do you see how these people always have the same MO? It's the usual suspects, the usual thugs, and the usual tactics and techniques. They always do the same stuff. The same people doing the same stuff all the time. Anyway, this is, now we're at the 10-year anniversary of ClimateGate. We have, Hillary Clinton's emails doing exactly the same thing. We're gonna get into Vindman. I've got a few things to say about him. He really has become the Peter Strzok of this, coup part due. This is the second part of the coup. And again, as I said, it's always the same people, pretty much using the same types of tactics. And we're going to take a look at some of his testimony when we come back. And I also want to take a look at a surprising development in Chick-fil-A caving. That's actually hashtag Chick-fil-A caves. They certainly did. And it didn't take very long for what we all knew was going to happen. I mean, Babylon Bee came out and says, oh, they're shocked. You know, they think this is going to do it. We all said that. I said it. Babylon Bee said it as a satire. You cannot appease the LGB tyrants. And of course, GLAAD is out with new demands, not satisfied. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about Venal Vindman. Stay with us.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. Major report out of major university. Researchers working on food-based treatment to slow aging. Science Daily. Probiotics in the gut of a particular type cause your entire body to be healthier and make you live longer and make you not get intestinal cancer. We have the very best formula, literally, with what they even mention in the studies. And it explains that the hormone called FGF21 pro-longevity heals the entire body and actually reverses aging, but is only made in the lower intestine
intestine.
Oh, and what does it say?
It's fiber from a spectrum of certain types of berries that grows this. And yes, this is a plug. Gut Fusion. And what do we have in this? High auric berry blend, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, cranberry, escoblio, grape, and pomegranate. It's the pulp from them that then grows this. Gut Fusion for children, for young people, for old people, for everybody. This is fiber and glutamine. You're not going to find a better formula. Gut Fusion. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And then if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, it was predictable, wasn't it? After Chick-fil-A said that they are now going to focus their charitable donations on organizations that provide help for education, homelessness, and hunger. The Salvation Army came out and said, wait a minute, that's what we do. Except the problem is Salvation Army is too Christian for Chick-fil-A. They said, you throw us under the bus. We do all of that stuff. We're not anti-LGBT. As they pointed out when they pushed back against this, they said these allegations from the LGBT about us and, of course, being thrown under the bus by Chick-fil-A's current management, they said that is outrageous. It's a slander. We are saddened to learn that a corporate partner, that would be Chick-fil-A, has felt it necessary to divert funding to other hunger, education, and homelessness organizations, areas in which the Salvation Army, as the largest social services provider in the world, is already fully committed. Salvation Army said it serves more than 23 million individuals a year, including those in the queer community. The group says it believes it is, quote, the largest provider of poverty relief to the LGBTQ plus population. They don't come in when they offer aid. They don't ask about what people's sexual orientations are. They don't ask if they're drug addicts. They just help people, you know? They don't care how you got in that situation. They're just there to hand out stuff. But they do it because they're Christians. The Red Cross is the Red Cross because it was founded by a Swiss Christian. You have a cross. It was actually the reverse of the Swiss flag, which is a white cross on a red background. So they had a white flag with a red cross on it because he's a Swiss citizen. And both Switzerland and this guy who started the Red Cross were based on Christian principles. That's why the Muslims demand that it be the Red Crescent. They don't want a red cross there. They understand that it's based on Christian principles, even if the descendants of these Christians don't know what's going on anymore. Babylon Bee, as I pointed out yesterday, had the headline, Chick-fil-A trades adoring Christian fans for outraged mob that won't be appeased until their every demand is met. And then we see today the outraged mob does exactly that. You can't. The parody, the predictions are quite obvious to everybody except for the people running Chick-fil-A now. You had
the organization that calls itself GLAAD, and that is an acronym for Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. And they came out saying that it's not enough for Chick-fil-A to throw Salvation Army under the bus. See, Salvation Army had never turned anybody away, like I said, not because of their sexual orientation or any kind of mental problems that they've got or any kind of drug addiction that they've got. They never turn anybody away. And neither does Chick-fil-A. They don't turn anybody away that comes there to get chicken sandwiches. The people who are bigoted and prejudiced and hateful are the LGB tyrants and GLAAD. They're not GLAAD at all. They're angry. They're angry about things that haven't happened. They're making this up. And my wife said, they'll still be angry at Chick-fil-A. I said, no, they're not angry at Chick-fil-A. They're angry at God. They just think that Chick-fil-A represents God. Well, they can understand they don't anymore. They had GLAAD come out, first with tepid praise, and then more demands, saying they want an unequivocal denunciation of everything that Chick-fil-A has said that they stood for when they said they had Christian values. We're going to close on Sundays, they said. Why? Well, we want people to be able to attend church. Well, you're evil. I read you the lyrics from Kanye yesterday, talking about close on Sunday. Yeah, do this for your family. Spend some time with your family. So they said, in addition, this is what GLAAD said. They said, in addition to refraining from financially supporting anti-LGBTQ organizations, you forgot the plus. How bigoted this person is. They can't even respect the people that don't follow into that. They left off the plus. I thought they were inclusive. Anyway, Chick-fil-A still lacks policies to ensure safe workplaces for LGBTQ employees. In other words, what they mean by that is they've got to show that they are actively recruiting LGBT employees in some kind of a percentage affirmative action program. And they should unequivocally speak out against the anti-LGBTQ reputation that their brand represents. So they have a reputation of being Christian. These people said, well, you need to refute your Christian values. Deny God. Deny Christ. I demand it. They don't want tolerance. They demand that you bow down and worship their God and their agenda. The most intolerant people. Why would you ever throw an organization like Salvation Army under the bus to do something like that? That's what really upsets me about Chick-fil-A more than anything else. And just to show you how these people will never be satisfied, now you've got the cancel culture in Charlottesville, Virginia, after they were so excited to get down Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson statues, they hate Thomas Jefferson. Now they're coming after Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea. Wait a minute. They want a statue of a Native American taken down here? Sacagawea? Now we've got to say, you know, of course, that Lewis and Clark, in their minds, are not Native Americans. But if they're not Native Americans, aren't they immigrants? Aren't we supposed to worship immigrants? Weren't Lewis and Clark undocumented immigrants who went into Indian lands? The Charlotte City Council is moving forward with a plan to remove a statue on West Main Street of Meriwether Lewis, William Clark, and Sacagawea. They talked to Native American descendants of Sacagawea, and they expressed their extreme displeasure with the depiction of Sacagawea in the statue. It's not enough that they have her in a statue. They have to have a particular statue. Well, more specifically, what they're going to do, they've come up with a plan for a new statue of Sacagawea and other Virginia Native peoples after they will consult with indigenous people. So this is about removing any Lewis and Clark, any European Americans who were Native Americans. Russell Means said, I call it the American Indian Movement because we need to understand that the people who are not Native Americans, you know, or people who are not Indians are Native Americans. They, you know, have been here since the 1600s. My family's been here since the 1600s. I'm a Native American. And so Russell Means says, so let's call it American Indian Movement. Yeah, Columbus didn't know where he was. That's fine. But we know what American Indian means.
Native American is a confused term. No, it's not. Because these people want to purge America of anybody of European descent, just like they want to purge Lewis and Clark and set up a monument to Sacagawea, ignoring those European immigrants who came here. They're bad. We're now going to have some new immigrants to come in and replace those European immigrants and to set up a different society with different principles.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all of your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about day three of the impeachment show. Day two, ratings were down significantly, even though they didn't start out too good. As Gateway Pundit headlines it, Pelosi disaster. 95% of Americans tuned out the impeachment show trials on Friday, and it was only the second day of testimony. It's, again, you've got, according to Zogby, nearly 90% of the people said it isn't going to affect my opinion of Trump one way or the other. But will it affect your opinion of Nancy Pelosi or this guy that was on yesterday, Alexander Vindman? Oh, I tell you what, I walked in yesterday to wash out my coffee cup after the show, and I looked up on the screen. And I saw this smug little jerk. I didn't know who he was. I mean, I read the news all the time, but I don't look at the pictures. It's not a picture book when I read it. So I didn't know what he looked like. I didn't know that was him. And then he starts talking and it's like, oh, I've known people exactly like him. Little petty fogging bureaucrats. And then the lower thirds comes up and they put his name on there. Vindman is like, that's the guy. No wonder. He is the Peter Strzok of the second coup. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. I've got a clip of this to play for you. But I was just talking about statue in Charlottesville. How they're going to take down Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea. They're going to put up one of Sacagawea and other Native Americans and leave off the immigrants, right? I had my brother-in-law, Keith, contact my producer during the break. And said, ask them when they're going to take down the Statue of Liberty. Now they will. They will take that down. Because there's nothing that they hate more than liberty. They're going to have to take that statue down. If it represents liberty to them, it's got to go. But getting back to Vindman, at one point in time, he was being questioned by Devin Nunes. And he referred to him as Mr. Vindman. And I want you to hear the response from this smug, little, petty-fogging bureaucrat. That's exactly what Vindman is. Remember, the guy he reported to, Martin, said, we don't trust him. You know, he's not in on this. We kept him. He wasn't at the phone call because we don't have him there. As a matter of fact, we had other people brief the president on what was going on when Vindman attended events in Ukraine because we don't trust his interpretation of those events. But here's what Vindman, this back and forth between Devin Nunes and Vindman tells you everything about Light Colonel Vindman, as some people call it, LT Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel, but a lot of people call it Light Colonel. And this guy is a lightweight, a bureaucrat. Let's play video clip 6.
Mr. Vindman, you testified in your deposition that you did not know the whistleblower.
Ranking member, it's Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, please.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, you testified in the deposition that you did not know who the whistleblower was or is.
I do not know who the whistleblower is. That is.
Well, how is it possible?
Yeah, how is that possible? Yeah. Basically, I'm anxiously awaiting the trial of Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, for perjury. But you can, don't hold your breath, because we've already had James Clapper escape that. But people in the military immediately came back, especially. Everybody noticed this smugness. The former New York City Police Commissioner, Bernard Carrick, tweeted out. He said, every enlisted service member in the United States military just looked at this guy and said, what a, I'll say jerk. That's not what he called him. That arrogance is why he believed that he could dictate foreign policy over the president. And later on, you had a Democrat from New York, Sean Maloney, call him Mr. Vindman. And he didn't correct the Democrat. Isn't that interesting? You also had Stewart, who was a Republican, Chris Stewart, himself an Army veteran. Questioned Vindman about his request later during the hearing. He said, very quickly, I'm curious, when Ranking Member Nunes referred to you as Mr. Vindman, you quickly corrected him and wanted to be called Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Do you always insist on civilians calling you by your military rank? Asked Chris Stewart, an Army veteran. Vindman responded, Mr. Stewart. Representative Stewart. I'm in uniform, wearing my military rank. I just thought it would be appropriate to stick with that. And then Stewart noted, I see that you're wearing your dress uniform. Knowing that's not the uniform of the day, you normally wear a suit to the White House, but you dress up for show here. That's my commentary. Stewart didn't say that, but that's absolutely amazing. And he, what a piece of work this guy is. Again, he is just the arrogance of this bureaucrat, this bureaucrat. I knew a guy that was exactly like him that was an ROTC. Smug. It was just amazing. And you got a lot of military veterans very angry at him as well. Mark Geist says, tweets out, Vindman is a disgrace to all who have served. Transcript of his previous closed-door testimony, he clearly admits to undermining the president's foreign policy. And now he has Chairman Schiff advising him on how to answer questions. Robert J. O'Neill, Navy SEAL, who says he killed Osama bin Laden, also criticized Vindman as an operative. He says, I agree. I wish the left wouldn't use his uniform to make him a saint. He's an operative with an agenda. Jonathan Gilliam, another well-known Navy SEAL, tweeted out, this guy reeks of spy. Vindman should be added to the list of deep staters that should be charged with conspiracy to overthrow President Trump. And Tim Kennedy, who's been on InfoWars many times, mixed martial arts fighter, current National Guard member, said correcting a civilian about how to be addressed is for sure a way to make everyone in the military think that you are a, well, you can imagine what he had to say. Vindman also confirmed that he's very proud of the fact that he was offered the post of defense minister for Ukraine three times. Of course, the interesting thing is, does Ukraine have a military? this is kind of like being a defense minister of, I don't know, Marx Brothers Fredonia or something, right? Or the mouse that roared. That's what they ought to redo this as the mouse that roared. At any point during that trip of yours, did Mr. Deniluk offer you a position of defense minister with the Ukrainian government? Asked Steve Castor. He did. And how many times did he do that? Asked Castor. Vindman said, I believe it was three times. And do you have any reason why he would ask you to do that? Asked Castor. No, I don't know. But every single time I dismissed it, upon returning, I notified my chain of command and appropriate counterintelligence folks about the offer. Oh, that was a big honor, wasn't it? Said Castor. Vindman, who immigrated from Ukraine to America as a child, said, I think it would be a great honor. And frankly, I'm aware of service members that have left service to help nurture the developing democracies in that part of the world. You know, the democracies that were created by Soros and billions of dollars in the Obama administration to create a revolution. Yeah, you know, that type of service that he's done. Vindman also admits that he was making up parts of the Trump call summary, which he did not witness. He was not there in the room. We'll have more about that when we return. We've got to take a quick break here. It's absolutely, and there's actually a lot more that people are saying about Vindman. He claims he doesn't know who the whistleblower Eric CIA Rommela is. Just tune in, Vindman, and I'll explain it to you, but you know who he is. You were coordinating with him and with Schiff.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech. And to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true. But I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Major report out of Major University. Researchers working on food-based treatment to slow aging, Science Daily. Probiotics in the gut of a particular type cause your entire body to be healthier and make you live longer and make you not get intestinal cancer. We have the very best formula, literally, with what they even mention in the studies. And it explains that the hormone called FGF21 pro-longevity heals the entire body and actually reverses aging, but is only made in the lower intestine. Oh, and what does it say? It's fiber from a spectrum of certain types of berries that grows this. And yes, this is a plug. Gut Fusion. And what do we have in this? High auric berry blend, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, cranberry, escoblio, grape, and pomegranate. It's the pulp from them that then grows this. Gut Fusion for children, for young people, for old people, for everybody. This is fiber and glutamine. You're not going to find a better formula. Gut Fusion. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Taking a look at one of these legacy bureaucrats, Benman. Again, he is the Peter Strzok of the second coup attempt. That's who this guy is. There was a very interesting back and forth in the questioning. Jim Jordan backing these guys into a corner, and Adam Schiff coming in to protect the identity of the whistleblower, Eric CIA Ramella. Eric Chiramella. I want to play for you this back and forth between Jim Jordan and Schiff. Let's go ahead and run that clip.
You're not willing to tell us who that other individual is.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
The gentleman will suspend counsel.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask you to enforce the rule with regard to the disclosure, with regard to the intelligence office.
Thank you, counsel. You know, as I indicated before, this committee will not be used to out the whistleblower.
Eric Ciara, that same,
Mr. Chairman, can you first stop the time so I don't lose the time?
We'll persist. You are recognized again, Mr. Jordan.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see how this is outing the whistleblower. The witness has testified in his deposition that he doesn't know who the whistleblower is. You have
Eric
said,
CIA
even
Ramella.
Though no one believes you, you have said you don't know who the whistleblower is.
Eric
so
CIA
how is this
Ramella.
Outing the whistleblower to find
Eric
out who
CIA
this individual
Ramella.
Is?
Jordan, this is your time for questioning. You can use it any way you like, but your question should be addressed to the witness.
I'd like to...
And your question should not be addressed to trying to out the whistleblower.
Well, okay.
Eric CIA Ramella.
Colonel Binman. There's another thing Mr. Morrison told us in his deposition. He said he was not concerned about the...
Okay, you get the idea how this is going on. But the guy who must not be named, and yet real clear investigations went into a very clear investigation and expose of who it is, alleging that everybody had Rand Paul mention it. Print the name! Say the name! Eventually, Rand Paul said the name. But boy, I tell you what, Adam Schiff is really trying to hide the name of Eric CIA Ramella. Have you noticed that the only picture anybody has of Eric CIA Ramella is a picture from a yearbook at the Ivy League school that he went to when he was in college? Isn't that interesting? Boy, this guy is deep cover, deep state, isn't he? No pictures exist of this guy. Even real clear investigations could only come up with that yearbook picture of him. What he was saying was that you said you don't know who the whistleblower is, even though no one believes you, is what Jim Jordan said. And Molly Hemingway said, obvious, but if to identify who Vindman leaked to is to identify the whistleblower, then not only do they know who the whistleblower is, Eric CIA Ramella, but Vindman's testimony doesn't confirm whistleblower but repeat his own claims in a circular fashion. You follow that logic? If they identify who Vindman leaked to, that would identify out the whistleblower. And so Vindman's testimony doesn't confirm the whistleblower but is simply circular gossip. Circular gossip from a guy who wasn't there. This should tell you everything. This is just being done in an echo chamber. Tim Murtaugh replies. He says it's pretty remarkable that both Vindman and Schiff claim to be unaware of the identity of the whistleblower, Eric CIA Ramella, but both know precisely when to cut off questions about him. Arthur Schwartz writes, Vindman and Schiff are essentially acknowledging that Vindman was the whistleblower's source. They're also both saying that neither of them know who the whistleblower is, so they're both lying. It is a circular lie. When are they going to convict Adam Schiff and Vindman of lying to Congress? And when are they going to convict Eric CIA Ramella of lying to the American public? Putting in that complaint. Vindman also admitted that he was making up parts of the Trump call summary in his earlier testimony. Prior to the call, Vindman included a discussion about corruption and the talking points provided to the president, but Trump did not use them in the call. The summary that Vindman wrote after the call read, President Trump underscored the unwavering support of the United States for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders and expressed his commitment to work together with President-elect Zelensky and the Ukrainian people to implement reforms that strengthen democracy, increase prosperity, and to root out corruption. But then Vindman clarified during his testimony the president did not bring up the topic rooting out corruption during the phone call, but he included it in his summary of the call anyway. And when asked by a Democrat, the Democrat counsel, about whether the summary he wrote was false, Vindman hesitated for a moment. He goes, well, that's not entirely accurate. I wouldn't say that I lied in my testimony because, you know, that would expose me to some legal jeopardy, perhaps. No, you'd be fine, Vindman. You are a deep state Democrat. They're not going to come after you. You can admit that you lied. You'll get away with it. No problem. But I'm sure that, not sure that I would describe it as false. It was consistent with U.S. policy. We talk about prevaricating around the bush. That was part of it as well. And then there's the whole issue of so-called interagency consensus that came up.
As RT puts it, an impeachment hearing raises a question. Who's in charge of U.S. foreign policy? Is it the president, Trump? Or is it something called interagency consensus? And where exactly does that come from? Who does that? Where do they do it? How do they do it? The U.S. Constitution, writes RT, clearly says the president creates foreign policy. But listening to the impeachment hearings, one might be tempted to think that it's really the, quote, interagency consensus or the National Security Council staff. And as Nunes was questioning him, one of the things that came out, besides the fact that you have to respect his uniform that he was wearing for that special occasion, I guess they call it a dress uniform, because he can wear it, dress up in it to go into congressional hearings when you're on a hot seat. But Representative Elise Stefanik, a representative from New York, forced him to admit under examination that it is the president who actually does set U.S. foreign policy, and that the so-called interagency consensus, whatever that may be, is not what is done. From an earlier deposition, he said that the president's foreign policy was inconsistent with the consensus views of the interagency. This guy is 100% bureaucrat, if ever there was somebody. Michael Tracy tweets out that the phrase official U.S. foreign policy, quote unquote, keeps getting repeated over and over again. But where is this official policy housed exactly? In some kind of a sacred chamber? I always thought that democratically elected leaders were the ones who crafted the policy. No, actually, it's our bureaucrats, as we are now learning, who do this type of thing. It's absolutely amazing. Vindman also refused to characterize Joe Biden's threat to withhold aid as wrong. But he did say that Hunter Biden did seem a bit unqualified for his role at Burisma. Oh, that's an interesting admission. At no time was I aware of an effort to urge Ukraine to investigate Vice President Biden, he said, Ambassador Volker. As you look at the testimony of this preening bureaucrat, Vindman, later in the day, Tim Morrison, who was in on the phone call, who was the superior, the supervisor, whatever, he was above this pettifogging bureaucrat, Vindman. He said, we don't trust him. He wasn't in on the call. What he said about the call was wrong. Tim Morrison confirmed that according to what he heard, there was nothing illegal. And, of course, as we pointed out, weeks ago, in closed testimony, Morrison basically shut this down, along with Volker. Schiff kept those closed, released it on Saturday, quietly. But then it came out yesterday as well. All right. That's about it for the broadcast today. I just want to remind you again about our Black Friday specials that have started at InfoWarsStore.com. We have massive discounts, free shipping, double Patriot points. We got a lot of products, folks, that are going to be very effective for your health, a lot of products that your friends and family are going to feel right away. And, of course, we got a lot of products that are going to help their health in the long run. They won't feel right away. But we have certain things that are going to help you to get to sleep, help you to focus your mind like Brain Force, help you get to sleep like Knockout, help you to relax in the evening like Chill Force. Those 50% off, we've got many products like Survival Shield X-Ray Nascent Iodine, 70% off. We have our brand new Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, Silver Sol Nano Silver, and a natural whitening ingredient and nothing at all bad in it. That's 25% off the mark as an introductory price. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. Thank you for listening.